I fall asleep. When I wake, I'm walking in a pine woods. The day is hot, the air heavy and oppressive. Suddenly I'm flying, my feet only inches above the earth. I follow the wind and am delivered without asking into the cooler shadows of a woods clearing. There is a shack in the clearing. I enter and sit, fanning myself by the window, dressed in my old rust and blue snowsuit. There is a rustling in the air. The door blows open and 100 milkweed pods explode into the room. I fall asleep. When I wake, it is raining. A small trickle of water comes in under the door. It becomes a tide and floods the room, driving small boats with broken masts against the mountainous solidity of my boots. An old cow floating belly up in the brown current winks at me. To sleep, and when I wake, the air is cold and dark clouds are skimming the empty clearing. I go out and play at the wood's edge. I hide myself in the shadows of the tall trees. Dust devils seek me out. They lift and twirl me in the sunless air, then drop me down in a brilliant patch of light. A crow calls to me from the woods. I break away and, leaping from branch to branch, follow it to its nest in a tall pine. That night I laugh myself to sleep. Leaves are dropping down through the wet branches. I sleep, and in a dream I see them pale. While they are still pink and damp, I take a deep breath and dive headlong into their midst. I sink down until I am covered with mulch and mud. In the evening, I return to the shack. I am caked with mud and flop clumsily around my empty room. I sleep and wake and sleep again. For nights I drift on warm river currents. Sometimes, sensing the presence of an enemy, I settle on the river bottom and close my eyes. I do not want to be seen. Dreams of death come. They gnaw holes in my darkness and I wake. It is winter, and the window by my side is broken. Snow is blowing in. I fall asleep.
She falls asleep.
And dream that I am confined in a very small room.
In a very small room.
There is a hiss,
there is a hiss,
like the hiss of
like
white,
hiss
noise,
of white
in room.
Noise in the room.
As the sound intensifies,
the, sound intensifies,
the walls and floors
walls
begin to vibrate. I wake,
she wakes,
with the bed shaking,
with the
underneath
bed
me.
Shaking.
Asleep.
She falls asleep.
And in my sleep, I am a small white balloon
she is
bobbing
small
on the end of a hospital bed.
On the end of a hospital bed. head.
Slowly, I work my string free.
She works her string
and
free.
Carry it on a leisurely current.
On a leisurely
drift
current.
Upward, drift toward the ceiling.
Toward the ceiling.
There is a window in the far upper corner of the room.
Far upper corner of the room.
I lie in bed and watch myself bounce across the ceiling.
Bounce across.
And disappear out the window. I am missing.
She is missing.
An investigation by the police and hospital staff
proves fruitless.
No one has seen her.
A tired inspector
tells me that hundreds of such disappearances occur every year, and that few of the missing are ever found. I am frightened.
She is frightened.
I wake and find myself in a very small room.
You've been listening to the first two sections of The Dream Sequence, written, performed, and produced by Helen Thorington.